The Civil War has already begun. This is Geoff Parrish. Despite the Kool-Aid aficionados in the White House, there's a pretty broad agreement that the war on the ground in Iraq is not going well. But still, almost everyone in the newly fierce debate about what to do in Iraq points to the threat of civil war, either as what would happen if American forces leave precipitously, or what will happen if Americans stay too long. Lost in the argument is another fundamental sea change, poorly understood and reported in the U.S., but unmistakably taking place. Iraqi civil war is not a future outcome. The civil war has already begun. An ominous shift has taken place in Iraqi violence. While insurgent attacks on American forces continue to increase, a far more common practice for suicide bombers and death squads recently has been to target ethnic opponents. The attacks have come between disenfranchised Sunnis, shut out of the governing process, and the Kurdish Peshmergas and assorted Shiite militias loyal to governing political parties. The familiar cycle of ethnic attack and retaliatory counterattack that launched civil war in the Balkans in the 90s has begun in Iraq. The so-called democratic process imposed by the Bush administration in Iraq is deeply complicit in launching this war. It's effectively disenfranchised 20% of the country, the Sunnis, and placed in power Shiite groups itching for revenge after 35 years of persecution under Saddam. 2 weeks ago, American soldiers found 170 emaciated prisoners, many showing signs of torture, locked away in a building owned by the Interior Ministry. The discovery gave credence to months' worth of Sunni claims of young Sunni men being rounded up by men dressed in police uniforms and being disappeared, their tortured, murdered bodies found later. Sunnis accuse the Shiites' militias, often working closely with occupying forces, of organizing death squads intent on ethnic cleansing. In turn, Sunni insurgents are targeting Shiite civilians, even in mosques, as well as police and government officials, with suicide bombs, car bombs, and retaliatory attacks. This type of ethnic violence has now spread across much of Iraq. With widespread allegations of Sunni voter suppression and ballot counting fraud in October's constitutional vote, many Sunnis are turning their backs on Iraq's fledgling electoral process as being fundamentally rigged, which it is. It's almost inevitable that this month's election will hand control of the government to the Supreme Council of the Islamic Revolution in Iraq and other Shiite Islamist parties, leading to a Shiite theocracy with little use for its Sunni population and 35 years of payback on its mind. The Bush administration is pinning its hopes for a democratic, read pliant, Iraq on Iyad Alawi, the CIA asset who served as Washington's puppet interim prime minister last year. Alawi, a secular thug who once worked for Saddam's secret police, has little popular support in Iraq. The Bush administration hasn't really said how it would deal with a popularly elected Islamist government, but given the domestic politics of the situation, the most likely scenario is that Washington will do its best to rapidly train an Iraqi military, a process that so far has proved to be catastrophically inept, and then draw down its forces as rapidly as it can. Bush and the Pentagon have already made it abundantly clear, as has the American public, that American lives count. The lives of Iraqi civilians do not. It's a setup for the new Islamist government to pour money and weaponry into ethnic cleansing, and for the largely Sunni insurgency to retaliate against Shiite civilians. It's a setup, in other words, for a bloodbath, and Washington, having set up the system that will put the Islamists in power, is not a neutral party. Iraq desperately needs an international, not American-led, peacekeeping force, and it needs political brokers that, unlike the Bush administration, actually believe in negotiating with the enemy. America needs to get out, but that's not the most important question. The most important question now is how to stop a horrific civil war that has already begun, and for which the Bush administration is directly responsible. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Geoff Parrish.